The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, continuing with this theme of the week, which is calmness, one of the words for calmness or tranquility is samatha. And it's S-A-M-A-T-H-A. And it's often enough in English translated as serenity. And it's seen as the partner of vipassana. And vipassana is insight. So the insight practice is partnered with a certain kind of serenity or calmness that gives power or strength or clarity to the insight. And this samatha, this kind of serenity, is associated with concentration. And concentration is considered to be one of the means of becoming calm. And so, but concentration is samadhi, is a process of becoming composed or unified on our experience. And I like to think of it as with learning how to be centered in our experience, but with the awareness not narrow and tight, but globally soft and expansive, so that everything is in a certain way included. Not that we're paying attention to everything and understanding everything's going on, but there's more like there's a feeling of openness in the body, a feeling of openness in the awareness that's not stuck any one place, or it's not fixated any one place. Sometimes concentration practice is associated with one-pointedness, which can be, you know, just putting the attention on one place. But that can be translated into a stuckness and into a fixation on one place, which tends to be detrimental to the person who's getting concentrated. The idea is that awareness can be very soft, open, even kind of an expansive feeling to it, the attention, the sense of presence that we bring, and that is so. There's a kind of it's kind of like if you if you have a big container, like a big jar full of sand, but you at the bottom there's a cone, and the bottom of the cone there's a little valve, and you can turn the valve and the sand pours through. Then the sand will go pour in through the middle. Look from the top, the middle falls in first, and everything else follows. And so, it's kind of like we focus maybe on the breathing. But in the breathing, we're kind of opening the faucet, and everything begins kind of flowing down through the force of gravity. Everything's included. Everything kind of orients itself towards being here in this experience. That can't happen if we're prioritizing one part of our experience over other parts of the experience. If we're prioritizing our emotions, or prioritizing our thinking, and even prioritizing certain parts of our body or ideas about the body, or for prioritizing what should be happening too much. And I like to think of this as kind of living in emotions, living through our thinking. That's some people live through certain component parts of who they are, rather than living through the totality of who we are. And we do that, we're limited. And Buddhism is the idea of freeing ourselves from those limitations of being partial. Sometimes we use the language of identification. We identify with our emotions. We identify with our thoughts, our ideas, meaning that we define ourselves by them. I emote, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. And I'm in pain, therefore I am. I suffer, therefore I am. So we live in those things. We take up a stance on those things. We prioritize them in some way. And it's not to dismiss the importance of any of this, and sometimes we need to give caring attention to all these different parts of ourselves, but to do it in a way where we don't live in it. We don't give over importance to it so that we limit ourselves. And so this idea of composing ourselves or unifying ourselves with awareness, so that a sense of presence with the body, sense of being here, is much more expansive and open to the fluidity of change, the movements, the aliveness, the animated fluidity of life from moment to moment. That includes all of the above, all these things. So that because we're not compartmentalizing or fixating or in conflict or pushing some things away, and things become settled, then the serenity begins settling in. We have an easier time to get settled on something, and we can settle on the breathing, like the sand all gets settled through this faucet, maybe. And that we open this valve, we open, things just flowing in. So we're centered, and everything kind of comes along and is around it and gathers and is part of it. But it's not an intentional thing of gathering in. It's more like we're open and relaxed. That's why relaxation is so important in meditation. When we relax, things have a chance to flow into the center. If the center is breathing, it flows into the there. And things have a chance to then settle, so there can be a calmness, a tranquility, a serenity that begins to occur. And I find it interesting that as the greater the calmness, the more the calmness has no boundaries. The calmness almost feels like it extends out into the air, the space around me. And with my eyes closed, sitting, I can't really feel the difference between the inside and the outside of my body in relationship to the calmness. And this idea that calmness begins, feelings like it spreads and opens and has space for it all. The calmness can hold our sorrow. It can hold our anger. It can hold our pains. It can hold our joys. It can hold the thinking mind. All this has a place, but we're not prioritizing it. We're not living in it. It can just be there in the fluidity, the movement, the softness of life as it unfolds. So samatha, in that sometimes it's cultivated through concentration, it might be with some, you know, centering oneself on one's breathing, but it's a centering where there's an opening going on. So on the exhale, to center ourselves on the breathing, and maybe with the exhale, also feeling that there's also an opening up into the experience of breathing. And then the inhale, there's also an opening and receiving the experience of breathing. And so we're centered on the experience of breathing, but that openness, that open experience, open feeling is one that is kind of like things open up so everything can pour in, the sand of our lives, so everything can pour in. And it isn't so much that it pours in and fills it, as it just pours through. Just everything has a fluid and moving and flowing. Nothing is stuck. The deeper experiences of tranquility are ones where everything is flowing. Everything is included. Everything is kind of allowed. It's process nature. It's dynamic nature. Everything is dynamic. Everything is process. Unless we fixate it on it or we think too much about it, then we kind of imagine it's kind of stuck or something. So samatha is very much an embodied experience. And so the ability to begin feeling and sensing calmness in the body is an important foundation for this deeper calmness that comes with a concentrated mind, a unified mind, a mind that knows how to be present in a steady, rooted way here for our experience. I think of this calmness a little bit as the ballast of a boat, that the boat might have a keel with it, it's quite heavy, and so no matter how strong the winds goes, the boat might tip a little bit, but it comes back to upright. So the calmness is the balancer, lets us kind of move relaxedly with things, and then come back to upright, to presence. We don't get knocked over. Calmness also sometimes I associated with just letting being porous, and things, because the things are so calm, it's almost like the body, the mind, the heart is just so open. Everything just passes right through. When there's no calmness, when we're fixated on something, when we over prioritize or identify with some part of ourselves, it's kind of like putting up a wall almost, and life hits it. Life kind of reacts to it and bumps into it, and we have to deal with it. But when we're relaxed enough and don't prioritize or fixate on any one thing, then the experiences of life kind of move right through, and just to move, just we're porous to it. This is not to be aloof and distant and disconnected from life. It actually lets us feel a deeper connection, a deeper presence, a deeper intimacy that is both an intimacy to ourselves while as a kind of intimacy with the world. So this is some of the deeper benefits of cultivating calm and tranquility. And the one that comes specifically from from meditation, the concentration or the unification practices or parts of what meditation does. So maybe you can try it. Maybe you could today, you can see how you can relax any kind of way the mind is fixated or prioritizes anything or identifies with something as me, myself, and mine. See if you can open up the space, open up the space of the body, the heart, the mind, to be more inclusive in that creates space within which things can relax. A little tool for doing this is giving yourself time. Do things with lots of time. Opening up and making space for just being open. Let it be open in time as well. Give time, lots of time, to your experience, to what's happening, so that this sammata, serenity, can hold you, can contain everything. So, thank you very much, and I look forward to the next talk on calmness tomorrow.